if COVID and the resurgent isn't enough and the flooding isn't enough, Marie Osborne, our WJR senior news analyst, has found a superbug fungus that we can add to our worry list. Marie?
There is a fungus among us, Paul. We have heard about superbugs or antibiotic-resistant bugs before, but now U.S. health officials say they have evidence of an untreatable fungus spreading in a few hospitals and nursing homes. The superbug outbreaks reported in Washington, D.C. nursing home and two Dallas area hospitals. This is according to work and investigation being done by the CDC. A handful of patients had invasive fungal infections that were impervious to all three major classes of medications. That's the concern. The fungus, Candida auris, is a form of yeast that is considered dangerous to hospital and nursing home patients who have serious medical problems. And it's most deadly when it gets into the bloodstream or your heart or the brain. It's spread through person-to-person contact or touching contaminated surfaces. Right now, officials believe that three people have died due to the fungus, but they continue to investigate and to study the fungus. A lot of antibiotics prescribed to people and to animals are unnecessary in our current society right now, and the overuse and misuse of antibiotics helps to create these drug-resistant bacteria, and in this case, as they're thinking, this fungus as well, Paul.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. I mean, when you tell us that it's a superbug fungus that is impervious to all three major classes of medications, meaning there is absolutely currently no cure. It's just, what next?
Exactly. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that is the story. And but I suppose the upside here is that the people that need to be protected from this are mostly people who have serious illnesses, who are being treated in hospitals and nursing homes. Those are the ones who really need to be protected against this. And right now, it is only being found in this one Washington, D.C. nursing home and the two Dallas area hospitals. But there is great concern, again, because of the inability to treat this fungus.
And the investigators reviewed medical records, found no evidence of previous antifungal use among the patients in those clusters, and health officials say that that means they spread from person to person. I don't know how they make that jump, but they've made that jump, and that's what they've said. So keeping people who have been hit by this Candida auris completely isolated is one of the things they're going to have to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, doesn't this have shades of the pandemic and the COVID-19, where isolation was very important? And it goes back again to the very beginning of the pandemic as well. And that is, the first advice we got was what? Wash your hands. So this is another important thing to just remember in general life.
Yeah, well, we've been big proponents of hand washing on this program for as long as I can remember. That came from Grandpa Harry, who lived to be 100 a long time ago when it was still a novelty to live to be 100. And he always said, wash your hands all the time. In fact, he would say, did you wash your paws? You got to wash your front paws. And, you know, that's how he got to us as kids. And so it was fun to go wash our front paws. We've maintained that through all the years. And washing your hands, social distancing, these are all things that sound like they'd be an important aspect of avoiding Candida auris, but I don't want us to freak out and overreact early. On the other hand, we've seen what happens when we don't react properly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's definitely a good thing to keep an eye on. And when you talk about washing hands, it always reminds me of when my kids were small. One time the boys came in from outside playing. They sat down to eat, and their hands were absolutely filthy, and they picked up their sandwich. And I said, put that down. Go wash your hands. So they go in, wash their hands. They come back. The back of their hands are still brown and black, right, from
what
the dirt.
What a talent that is for young boys to be able to wash the front of their hands. hands without affecting the back of their hands. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I said, did you wash your hands? And they turn them over, and of course, the underside is clean. But and I said, I don't know what kind of hand washing technique that is, but you need to go back in there. So it just always reminds me, yeah, the a thorough hand washing is always a good idea.
But I wasn't the only one that a grandma or an aunt or somebody along the way said, it's okay to have a little dirt. You need to get a little dirt in your system to be healthy. Do you ever hear that?
Oh, of course, we've all heard that. I mean, you can go overboard with anything, right? But dirty hands at the table is, I don't think, ever a good thing.
Right. While I have Marie Osborne, WJR Senior News Analyst here, and enough already on the superbug fungus. It's only in
it's
two
Friday,
cities, and
right?
ours isn't
Let's,
one of them.
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to close out the weekend with that one. But I do see an interesting story. You know that any of us who have friends, family, properties, condos, whatever in Florida, everybody who has a condo anywhere, their hearts went out to the folks that had to go through the horrific collapse, and everyone started questioning their own building, their own facilities. And now we have a story of the Villa Bianca Condominiums, a 16-unit building in Woodside Drive in Coral Springs, Florida. The condominium failed to complete its 40-year building inspection, which was required in 2016. They didn't do it. At that time, failure to meet inspection requirements were brought before a special magistrate and a lien placed on the building. In the absence of an engineering report and the building's further deterioration, the city's chief building official has deemed the building to be unsafe and brought the matter in front of the special magistrate during an emergency hearing. And so yesterday, they have deemed it officially unsafe, this condo, and tenants must leave by August 5th. Now, Marie, if you were living in a condo that they said, you know what, this is unfit for occupancy, given what happened outside of Miami, would it take you 2 weeks to get the heck out of that building?
When I saw that August date, I thought, no, I'm out now. I'll grab my stuff. I'm out, right?
Two weeks, it'd take me about 2 hours.
Yeah, if that, right? I agree.
You got to get out of there after we experienced that tragic condo collapse in Surfside. And that's just, it's seared in our mind's eye. And it doesn't matter where you have, I'm worried about all buildings now. And they need to be inspected. You need to follow the rules. And if you're in a condominium or an association, you best make sure that they're doing what their mandatory building inspection schedule is, and of course that's going to get bolstered because of the collapse at Surfside. So people are paying attention, and the people in Coral Springs are going to get out of that building, and I doubt any of them will take the 2 weeks they're being given. Thanks for the info, our WJR Senior News Analyst Marie Osborne. Have a great weekend, Marie.
Have a great weekend, Paul.